Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. Stars, like our sun, all spin, like planets, which also spin. Why do they spin? I'm sure this is a deep question, and whenever I ask an astronomer, they always mumble something about angular momentum. Well, that's not an explanation. If you set something up spinning with some sort of a nudge, or if an object is heavier on one side, or if a lump of rock comes along and bashes into a smaller lump of rock, it can set off spinning in a particular direction. But what about at the very start of a star's life? Why would a star spin in any particular direction? Theorists have come up with theories, but now the James Webb Space Telescope has witnessed the beginning of the spinning. For the first time, a phenomenon astronomers have long hoped to directly image has been captured by the James Webb Space Telescope's near-infrared camera. They turn their attention to the Serpens Nebula, which is located 1,300 light-years from Earth and is only 1 or 2 million years old, which is very young in cosmic terms. It's also home to a particularly dense cluster of newly forming stars, about 100,000 years old, really little baby stars. Some of these stars will eventually grow to the mass of our sun. In amongst this lot, astronomers found an intriguing group of protostellar outflows formed when jets of gas spewing from newborn stars collide with nearby gas and dust at high speeds. Typically, these objects have varied orientations within one region. Here, however, they are slanted in the same direction to the same degree like sleet pouring down during a storm. Principal investigator Klaus Pontoppidan of the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California, said, "Astronomers have long assumed that as clouds collapse to form stars, the stars will tend to spin in the same direction. However, this has not been seen directly before. These aligned, elongated structures are a historical record of the fundamental way that stars are born. In the Webb image, these jets are signified by bright, clumpy streaks that appear red, which are shockwaves from the jet hitting surrounding gas and dust. Here the red colour represents the presence of molecular hydrogen and carbon monoxide, and all these streaks are going in the same direction at the same angle. So, just how does the alignment of these stellar jets relate to the rotation of the star? Well, don't even try to imagine this, but here goes. Here's the explanation. Sort of. As an interstellar gas cloud crashes in on itself to form a star, it spins more rapidly. The only way for the gas to continue moving inward is for some of the spin, known as angular momentum, to be removed. A disk of material forms around the young star to transport material down, like a whirlpool around a drain. These swirling magnetic fields in the inner disk launch some of the material into twin jets that shoot outward in opposite directions perpendicular to the disk of material. Obvious, really. I must say I'm not satisfied with this description. I still want to know why they set off in a particular direction. And whenever I ask, astronomers just say, angular momentum. Anyhow, the team will now use Webb's near-spec, that's a near-infrared spectrograph, to investigate the chemical makeup of the cloud. So you might wonder, well, why are we bothering? So astronomers are interested in determining how volatile chemicals survive star and planet formation. Volatiles are compounds that sublimate or transition from a solid directly to a gas at a relatively low temperature, including water and carbon monoxide. They'll then compare their findings to amounts found in protoplanetary disks of similar type stars. So Pontoppidan said, at the most basic form, we are all made of matter that came from these volatiles. The majority of water here on Earth originated when the Sun was an infant protostar billions of years ago. Looking at the abundance of these critical compounds in protostars just before their protoplanetary disks have formed could help us understand how unique the circumstances were when our own solar system formed. So this is where it gets interesting. I hope we are all spinning nicely today. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies. FMR.